This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Chinese government and the World Health Organization are in something of a back and forth over how transparent Beijing has been or hasn't been with the number of COVID-related deaths in that country. Whatever the specifics of that particular disagreement, it's a fact that nearly 3 years after the start of the pandemic, Beijing is changing how it handles things. Borders are going to be reopening. Mandatory quarantines are going to be lifted. It's a big change from zero COVID. And as Marketplace's Jennifer Pack reports from Shanghai, for businesses and workers on the ground, it's also a bit whiplashy.
China's zero COVID policy was effective at first. It's how Chinese factories were able to go back to work just as the U.S. and much of the world went into lockdown in the spring of 2020. Then the Omicron strain hit. Less deadly, but more contagious. For over 61 days in Shanghai this spring, we couldn't leave our homes unless we heard this tune to grab food handouts or to get another PCR COVID test. The usual access to food and medicine was cut. 900 miles south in Guangzhou, Helen Su worried her city might be hit with a Shanghai-style lockdown.
I bought a lot of food, like instant noodles. My fridge was always full. I still stock up on enough food to last me for more than 10 days.
She says she and her coworkers were more anxious about COVID restrictions than the virus itself. China's government says the measures save lives, but when it came to vaccinating the elderly, it didn't push too hard. Helen Su says her mom has underlying health conditions, so her doctor advised against taking the Chinese vaccine. Instead, China's zero COVID policy relied heavily on constant testing. A negative PCR test gave you a green health code, which you needed to scan to get on the bus, to enter buildings, or even go to public washrooms. If a COVID case was discovered at a business, then anyone who scanned in there could have their health code turn red and be forced to quarantine, along with their contacts. Some residents resisted, like at this compound in Shanghai. So the building management put out a message on repeat. Why aren't you scanning? Aren't you ashamed? Are you so low? What will others think? In late November, protests broke out in multiple cities against zero COVID measures. One Beijing crowd chanted, "No more health codes." Meanwhile, domestic media hammered home the dangers of Omicron and long COVID in the U.S. But just 3 days later, a leading Chinese infectious disease expert, Chong Yutian, came out to say there was no evidence of long COVID in China. And 2 days after that, officials in Guangzhou City removed their masks before starting a press conference. Ansel Li is an independent commentator in Shanghai.
I think it's a kind of feel a little bit like a new anarchy.
Because before, the government had so much control over how we went about our daily lives. Suddenly, the mass testing, lockdowns, and health codes are gone.
You kind of feel like the society's come back.
There hasn't been much time to celebrate, though. Infections have rocketed. Hospitals are overwhelmed, as are crematoriums. Some people, like this bar consultant in Wuhan, have posted about the chaotic reopening on TikTok's sister platform in China, known as Douyin.
When the government insisted on zero COVID, you ran out to protest. Abandon zero COVID, and you run to pharmacies to get meds. Now do you realize how the government was protecting us before?
And this restaurant owner from southern Zhongshan City says business is tough.
The streets are empty. No one wants to come eat. This is the worst I've seen it in the restaurant business over the past 3 years.
There are people who miss the old zero COVID policy. But now, just as infections are surging, it's up to individuals to protect themselves. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.